At the helm of this 16-foot Carolina skiff, research technician Zach Whitener, who together with two college interns is zooming around Casco Bay studying fish. The team comes into a small beach on Mackworth Island off Falmouth, sets out a 50-yard-long seine net, pulls it to shore,
lots of alewives,
and starts to count and measure alewives, silversides, and other species commonly found in these waters.
Oh, these guys are tiny.
The team is taking part in a major new study of Casco Bay, a comprehensive survey looking at everything from plankton to groundfish. The project is called the Casco Bay Aquatic System Survey, or CBAS for short.
The idea is to follow the conditions in Casco Bay for 10 years to keep tabs on how the ecosystem might be responding to changes in climate, changes in ocean conditions, and also changes in land use practices.
Project manager Graham Sherwood says that over the next 10 years, researchers will study the marine species in dozens of locations, from the rivers that feed Casco Bay to deep water further offshore and everything in between.
We wanted to look at the ecosystem from land to sea. We wanted to look at the ecosystem from the bottom up and from the top down, and all of those different trophic connections, which are feeding links between various fish species and invertebrates.
Researchers say it's rare in marine science to do a long-term survey of one area, and so the real value will be in the data collected over time. But already, researchers are learning things about Casco Bay. Whitener and intern Rebecca Atkins say they've seen more varieties of fish than they had expected.
That's a surprise. Most of this project is we've caught so much.
We've had like
places you wouldn't expect it.
23 species so far, and over 31,000 individuals.
Whitener says at one site up on the Presumpscot River, the team has caught juvenile flounders the size of a silver dollar.
And then today we caught a smallmouth bass there. You know, it's saltwater fish and freshwater fish using the exact same piece of beach. Really interesting how much the salinity changes there depending on what the tide's doing, how much it's been raining, and the species react to it.
One of the big goals of the CBAS project is to provide better information to help manage the fisheries in the region. So far, that's been difficult, as data have only been collected over 1 or 2 year periods.
It's really nice to be able to have this opportunity to really dig into the long-term changes.
Casco Bay is gorgeous and beautiful, and everybody's doing a really great job of trying to figure out what's going on.
The study is funded for 10 years by an anonymous donor. For MPBN News, I'm Jennifer Rooks.